Blog Talk Radio.
Congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journey. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, You could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at Out of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com.
Reach out.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
The Lord.
This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment.
You will find me not to be this.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right this moment. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Shout and touch Jesus right now.
The Lord as he passes by.
You'll find him not too busy.
You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry.
He's passing by this moment.
He's passing by this moment.
All of your needs.
Your needs.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
He's passing your way. He's passing your way.
He passes by.
Every heart, every mind, every body, every soul. Right now in the name of Jesus.
Touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch Jesus.
As
he's passing your way.
At the cross,
Jesus is waiting for you.
Oh,
Lord,
you
Dominion, the
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe in the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit by those indwelling in the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28 verses 18 through 20 and Mark 16 verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
To the home where I used to live. The grass had grown much and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, I know. But they don't live here anymore. They are somewhere around the throne of God. Somewhere around the throne of God.
now reject and disown all the sins of my ancestors. As one who has been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of God's Son, I declare myself to be free from those harmful influences. I am no longer in Adam. I am now alive in Jesus Christ. Therefore, I am the recipient of the blessings of God upon my life as I choose to love and obey Him. As one who has been crucified and raised with Jesus Christ and who sits with Him in heavenly places, I renounce any and all satanic attacks and assignments directed against me and my ministry. Every curse placed on me was broken when Jesus Christ became a curse for me by dying on the cross. I reject any and every way in which Satan may claim ownership of me. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, who purchased me with His own precious blood. I declare myself to be fully and eternally signed over and committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, having submitted to God and by His authority, I now resist the devil and I command every spiritual enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave my presence. I put on the armor of God and I stand against Satan's temptations, accusations, and deceptions. From this day forward, I will seek to do only the will of my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Beloved servant of the Lord, there is a constituency of people or even a particular person that God has ordained for you to reach or minister to. God will give you strategy that will cause them and not everyone else to respond. There is a very important point that many Christian laborers forget as they endeavor to serve the Lord, and that is, before God sends people to you to be ministered to, He first works in you. If you have not submitted to the teachings and instructions that God has given you to prepare you for His ministry, then He will not send people to you. So many Christian laborers and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ are frustrated at this point. They see the gifts and calling in their lives, yet they have little, if any, success in gathering people to be ministered to. Listen and hear this crucial point of truth. Until you have qualified of the heart, walking in righteousness and denying selfish pursuits through the crucifixion of the flesh, then you will be gathering people through human effort and strength alone, and not by the direction and strength of the Lord. Contrary to popular Christian beliefs, having a call does not qualify a person to receive people to minister to or a constituency. If you have prepared your heart, then you are ready to continue to serve Him and to win souls for His kingdom. Welcome you to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. For all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more, visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our online Bible Institute at houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Isaiah chapter 63, the King James Version. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winefat? I have trodden in the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own harm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld one. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring them down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. And in all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. And in his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep, as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people, to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me, are they restrained? Doubtless thou art our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and harden our heart from thy fear? Return, for thy servant's sake, the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, our lesson for tonight will be the understanding the book of Revelation, and we will be taking a look at chapters 13 through 15. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ, our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis.
My life.
continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our lesson for tonight will be the book of Revelation, chapters 13 through 15. And we will start with the chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And the power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wounds were healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Verses 1 through 13, John was in Patmos writing about this vision that he received. John saw a beast rise up out of the sea, nations or sea of humanity, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 10 crowns upon the 10 horns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy, as the act of insulting or showing contempt or a lack of reverence to God. This beast represents the Antichrist, who rules the 10 federated kingdoms revived from Roman Empire, or what we know today as the European Union. The beast resembled a leopard, which is the Greek Empire, and his feet were as a bear, that's the Medo-Persian Empire, and his mouth was as a lion, which represents the Babylonian Empire, with its head representing the revived Roman Empire. We see that this beast is comprised of all the world empires that once were, and each was described in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream in Daniel 2 verses 31 to 36. We find that the dragon Satan gives this beast power and his seat, which is his throne, and great authority. One of the heads was mortally wounded. It died. One of the heads out of the 7 is killed, probably through assassination. Revelation chapter 17 tells us that the 7 heads represents 7 kings, world rulers. This king, who will be mortally wounded in the Antichrist, the wound and the head will be miraculously healed, and all the world will be amazed and wonder over the beast. The Antichrist will be brought back to life, and the world will be amazed and will follow the beast because of this. This is when the devil incarnates himself in the beast. The people worshipped the dragon, which is Satan, who gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast. The devil receives worship when he, who or what he has placed as an idol in our lives, is worshipped. It sought or reflected glory. This all happens at the beginning of the second 3.5 years of the tribulation, called the Great Tribulation. The beast begins to talk against God and blaspheme his name and his tabernacle. This is the abomination that makes desolate, which was referred to in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 through 9. This beast will sit in the temple and call himself God. He will be given power to make war with the saints and overcome them. His power was also over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Everyone whose names were not in the book of life on the entire earth shall worship him. And we will take a look at verses 11 through 18, which says, John sees a second beast come out of the earth that had two horns like a lamb, but spoke as a dragon. Some speculate that this beast, who will be a literal person, will be a resurrected person because he does not come out of the sea as the first beast, but out of the earth. This beast had the same power as the first beast or Antichrist, but he causes the earth and all the people who dwell therein to worship the Antichrist or first beast. This beast is known as the false prophet in Revelation 16 verse 13 and Revelation 19 verse 20, or anti-spirit. Satan has a satanic trinity consisting of Satan, the father of lies, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, like Judas Iscariot, and the false prophet, the anti-spirit. This beast, or false prophet, will have the power to do great wonders, such as making fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He will deceive the people who dwell on the earth by these miracles. Many people are willing to follow any supernatural sign, whether it be a bleeding picture on the wall or a silhouette in the shape of praying hands. The second beast will make everyone worship the first beast, who had been killed and resurrected. The false prophet will have the people make an image of the Antichrist, and he will then give life unto it, so that it will talk. Anyone who will not worship this beast will be killed, most likely by getting their head chopped off. This is similar to what Nebuchadnezzar did in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. The false prophet will then cause or made a law that all people to receive a mark in their right hands, signifying allegiance, or in their foreheads, signifying willing assent or agreement. No one will be able to buy anything or sell anything without this mark. The mark of the beast is the name of the beast, just like the mark of the 144,000 is the name of the Father. The number of the beast is 666, in which 6 is the number of man and 3 is the number of God. This number of 3 sixes means man trying to be God.
Grounded with many crowns.
Revelation chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled by woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there were followed another angel, saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, trust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. We will take a look at verses 1 through 5. This Mount Zion is not an earthly one, but heavenly one. The 144,000 Jewish virgins have either been martyred or translated into heaven. They sing a song that only the 144,000 could sing, who were redeemed from the earth. This song must be the song of Moses and of the Lamb, for they are the first fruit of the restored nation of Israel. They keep themselves from the dominant sin of the day, which is fornication and the looseness of moral standards. Oh, our present society reflects the moral characters of the tribulation period. How close must we be? We will take a look at verses 6 through 7. Nowhere in this scripture do we find an angel able to preach the gospel. When Cornelius wanted to know how to be saved in the book of Acts, an angel told him to send for Peter. In the end times, the everlasting gospel will be preached by an angel. The everlasting gospel is not the gospel of the kingdom. The good news that God proposed to set up for a kingdom on the earth in which the heir of David, Jesus Christ, shall reign. Nor is it the gospel of grace, the good news that Jesus Christ, the rejected king, died on the cross for our salvation and was resurrected in power. It speaks of judgment. It is good news for Israel and all who are passing through the fires of judgment that their troubles will soon end. Verse 8 tells us, the literal city of Babylon will be totally rebuilt and will become the headquarters of the Antichrist. As we presently see the issues going on in the country of Iraq, in which Babylon is, we should recognize that things are beginning to be prepared for the tribulation period. I believe that Iraq will become part of the EU, which is the European Union, and Babylon will once again become a commerce center for the world. The people of God are told to come out of her, so that they would not receive her punishment. This will probably be the vile judgment. Verses 9 through 11. This warning tells the world that there is no return for those who worship the beast, which is the Antichrist, or receive his mark. It does not matter if you say in your heart, I don't mean it, but I just need to buy food for my family. If anyone takes the mark willingly for any reason, they shall suffer eternal punishment in the lake of fire and brimstone. Many people will have accepted the mark because they will want to get ahead, not discerning that they have damned their souls to eternal torment with no rest. Verses 12 and 13. At this point, a written word goes forth, says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. This is to encourage the saints who have heard the command of the false prophets, which threatened everyone who could not take the mark of the beast with death. They are told that they may have to die in the Lord for their faith, but their works would follow them and they would rest from their labors. Many of these Christians would now have to die a martyr's death, dying because they will not deny Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, for rejecting the mark. They would be rewarded with the martyr's crown, according to Revelation 2, verse 10. Verses 14 through 20. The reaper here is Jesus Christ, and the harvest is not the church, but the Gentile nations. The vine of the earth is the Antichrist and his system. The winepress is the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. This is dealing with the battle of Armageddon. Isaiah 63 verse 1 through 6 speaks of Jesus' part in this. The book of Revelation chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven plagues, for in them is filled up with the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked and beheld the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in the heaven was opened. And after that, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure white linen, and having their breasts girded with the golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. As we take a look at verse 1, these seven last plagues filled up with the wrath of God, or it completed the wrath or judgment that God was pouring out. Verses 2 through 4, this is the same sea of glass in Revelation 4, verse 6, but now it is occupied, when in the past it was empty. Before the surface was crystal clear, but now it is mingled with fire, which symbolizes the fire trials of those therein. These people have gotten the victory over the beast, his image, his mark, and the number of his name. These are the same offers that are in Revelation 14, verse 2, who sing the song of the Moses and the song of the Lamb. These are most likely, but not definitely, Jewish people, including the 144,000. Verses 5 through 8. Here we have the seven angels given the seven last plagues or vile judgments. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. A cloud in the temple means grace. Exodus 40 verses 34 to 36 and 1 Kings 8 verses 10 to 11. But smoke means judgment.
Oh,
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. We have just concluded the lessons and the book of Revelations 13 through 15. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or if you would like to request previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We would like to encourage you to take seriously these lessons on the Book of Revelation, because the time is drawing near. We are getting closer and closer each day, and we need to take seriously these warnings. Throughout the world, there are so many things going on which tells us that the coming of Christ will soon be here. And I encourage each and every one of you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays to listen as we attempt to give you an understanding of the Book of Revelations. We appear to be having some technical difficulty. We are trying to see if it can be resolved. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. Remind you to join me every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. God bless you and good night.